Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your podcast host and member of the e-learning team here at eMoney. Today I'm introducing you to Allie Burnett, Client Success Coaching Manager. I'm really excited for you to get to know Allie and hear our conversation on eMoney support roles. I'm confident you'll leave this episode learning something new about how one or several of these roles could best fit and support your business. So here's more on eMoney support roles with Allie. Hey Allie, thanks for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. I like to ask all of the guests on the podcast to share a little bit about themselves with our audience before we talk about our topic for the episode. So can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Sure. Hi. Yeah, I have been with eMoney for almost 10 years, and I am currently the manager of the success coaching team. So my team handles all of the onboarding and training of new advisor licenses, producer licenses, and then they also handle all of the one-on-one trainings for existing users and what we call expanded coaching, as well as training for support roles.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, you definitely have a front row seat in both support roles and coaching, which we'll get into a little bit today. So I'm really excited for this episode because I think it'll be very valuable for advisors. I think some of them might see a podcast episode on Bamboo or the Decision Center and think, oh, I know a little bit about that because they see it in the application every day. Whereas with these support roles, maybe it's not in front of their faces necessarily upon logging into eMoney, but I am sure that some listeners do know about them. And at the same time, there's probably a lot to share when it comes to the support roles that eMoney offers. So to really kick us off with our eMoney support roles, can you tell users about what an eMoney support role is? And then we'll get into some specifics.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so we have a handful of different types of support roles, two main support roles, the assistant and the planner. Essentially, it's just an additional license that's a benefit to any producer level license, to any advisor. If they have someone in their office that's going to be helping support them with eMoney, getting a support license is really crucial. Mainly for the fact of being a licensed user, being able to call into customer support, you know, and work with our teams to answer any questions that they have.
Thanks. That was definitely a good overview. For our listeners who maybe aren't super familiar with our support roles, what are the support roles that eMoney offers?
Yeah, so the two most common ones, like I said, the planner license. So this is really great for any users in the office that's going to be supporting an advisor to help with like data entry, creating plans. They can also be client facing in the sense of being the kind of the relationship manager with any of the end user clients of the advisor. So they have pretty much all of the same capabilities as a producer license, except some functionality limitations, because they don't, you know, and none of the support roles have their own book of business. So they don't own clients. They do everything on behalf of the advisor who owns those clients in eMoney. And then we have the assistant role, which is everything that the planner has except the plans tab. So they can still do the data entry. They can still help with supporting connections and sending invitations for the client website, etc. But they don't have the plans section of the profile. So that would be the only limitation with an assistant license. And then we have like a manager and admin support role, which is really just to have a licensed user that can like reach out to our customer support team on behalf of the advisor. So transferring clients, adding licenses, things like that. It's definitely more of a back end, just administrative position. And then we have some entitlements, which I'm not sure if this is rolling up into the support role, but entitlement like investment specialists or marketing specialists. And the investment specialist has to be tacked on to any other license. So you have to have either a planner, assistant, or producer license in order to also be an investment specialist. But that entitlement really helps with larger offices that want to create overarching office assumptions. Then one role can do that, and anybody that falls within that office is able to access and utilize those assumptions.
Certainly a variety of roles that cover many different needs. So hopefully as people listen, they'll really understand the different support role users fulfill different needs for advisors. Where does an advisor begin if they're not sure if they need a support role? And how does an advisor figure out what support role best fits their business?
Yeah, I definitely think starting with speaking to their sales rep is a good start. And, you know, if they're currently going through coaching, of course, they can talk to one of the success coaches. But I would say if you have anybody in your office that is helping with e-money in any way, get a support license. Way back in the day, 9 years ago, when I was a retention specialist here, and I worked with advisors that had been on the system for a really long time. And, you know, the ones that were thinking about leaving was more just because of the workload associated with getting all of the data into the system. It is time intensive in the beginning until you have it loaded in, and then all of the efficiencies and scalability kicks in. But the support roles are really kind of the backbone for the advisor. The support license allows the advisor to focus on what they want to focus on, which is their own client retention and getting new business, and not spending all of those hours dedicated to any sort of data inputs and just all of the nitty gritty that it takes to really get up and running in e-money. So being able to access our customer support line is huge. I worked with a lot of advisors that did have support roles working with them, but not licensed. And the downside to that is that they can't access our customer support team, which, you know, is such a value add to all of our users. So to simplify it, I would say if you have anyone in your office that is planning on helping you or that is helping you and they're not licensed, that leveraging either the assistant or planner license is going to be such a benefit. But reaching out to sales, and they can really help identify which of those licenses is going to be best for them.
That's great. Having a support role license can really help make the overall day-to-day business and use of e-money a little bit more efficient, or at least that's the goal. So kind of diving into a little bit on what you just talked about, and this might really depend on the role, but are support roles better suited for a large practice or a one-man shop?
Honestly, both. It really depends on what your book looks like, how many clients that you have. But I mean, unless you have a smaller book and you're just working with a select group of clients, I say one-man shop or a large firm, definitely with large firms, absolutely necessary. But even one-man shops, like it's a benefit across the board. And, you know, with the larger firms, the great thing about the support role is they can support numerous advisors, producer licenses. So it's not a one-to-one ad. They're able to support a handful of different producer licenses across the board.
That is so valuable, especially if you have various advisors who are looking to one person for support. It's great that we have that capability. So as an advisor is, you know, looking into various support roles and choosing different roles to add on for their practice, I think it's important to note the value that each role brings to the table. So are there capabilities that support roles have that advisor roles do not have?
No, it's the opposite. So the producer level license, the advisor license, is always going to have the most functionality. So when we talk about like fact defaults, settings, the advisor settings, that all falls under the advisor license. And the same goes for establishing connections and integrations. That has to be done with an advisor license. However, the support role, as long as they are set up as a delegate, which is a function within the sharing roles, they have the ability to do and support in every other way. So they can add clients on behalf of the advisor, they can add facts, they can create plans, they can create reports, they can utilize interactive tools, client website, all of that. It's just when it falls under settings, default settings, and then again, the aggregation pieces where there's less functionality as a support user. And we have that all roll up to the advisor for the final say.
Got it. Very helpful. Kind of going off of that a little bit, and I know we talked about this in the beginning of the podcast, you know, those two main support roles really being the planner and the assistant. Can you dive a little bit more into maybe the key differences between these two and how the planner and assistant roles kind of work in tandem with the advisor?
Yep. The only difference between an assistant and a planner license is that assistants don't have the plans tab for the client. So they're not actually able to go in and create, you know, scenarios or what ifs. They don't have access to the interactive tools. So the assistant license is really great for support roles in your office that are more like administrative roles. Maybe they are the ones that are, you know, dealing with the clients, and they're still able, again, to send invitations and access the client website. They can also enter facts into the system. They're just not going to also be able to access and create any plans or do any planning for the advisor. And then, like I said, the planner license basically has all of the functionalities that the advisor does, minus those overarching fact default settings and establishing connections or any of the aggregation tools.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that that'll be super helpful for people to understand the differences between the two and how they can really implement them into their practice. Switching gears slightly to a different support role, I kind of want to focus just for a second on compliance. So when is the compliance support role best utilized?
The compliance role is going to be best for those large firms. The functionality allows a compliance user to kind of get a bird's eye view of the entire office and all of the advisors that roll up within that office. And then it looks at key factors of each of those advisors, like logins, client websites added, etc. And then they're able to dive in deeper to some of those advisors for some more granular reporting. So again, it's definitely it's best used for large firms that have compliance officers that need to be monitoring their firm's usage and, you know, the reporting aspects of their advisors.
We talk about the compliance process a lot in coaching, and I know that all of our success coaches, I'm sure, run into that with their advisors, which you have such a huge role in the coaching process here at eMoney. And hopefully some advisors, hopefully many advisors who are listening have gone through eMoney's coaching. But for those of the listeners who maybe don't know as much, I kind of want to dive into the coaching aspect a little bit. And that kind of comes down to, can support users go through coaching? And if they can, does the advisor have to be present for their coaching?
Great question. So we do offer coaching to support roles. It's just slightly different. We don't proactively reach out to support new support ads like we do for advisors. So we dedicate a program to onboarding our advisors. It's our Getting Started program. And so right after an advisor gets their license, they immediately start to be contacted by my team, by the success coaches. If a support user is added with the advisor, then we're aware of it and can certainly offer for the support user to sit in on the Getting Started program calls with the advisor. But let's just say that it's an existing advisor who's already gone through the Getting Started program or has been on the system for a while. If they have a new support user in their office or someone that needs training, that person would just need to reach out to customer support and request coaching. And then my team will be notified and then we'll reach out. And it's a little bit different because we have the knowledge-based courses in our training tab. And so what we ask for support users is to go through the knowledge-based courses that are relevant to what their role is. So going through the topics that apply to them. And then after they have completed that, they can get 1 to 2 coaching calls, one-on-one coaching calls, just to ensure that they feel good with the process and how they're supporting their advisor. So we do offer it, but the support role would have to proactively reach out and request it.
Got it. Yeah, I hope that advisors take advantage of that and those who have e-money support roles take advantage of that as well. How do you see advisors use support roles in a way to positively support their business?
The most successful advisors that have support users in the office are creating efficient processes within the system in data gathering and making sure the data is accurate. We have a few features that, in my opinion, are widely underused but extremely valuable, which is the tasks and alerts. And this really comes, specifically the tasks, really come into play when you have multiple users that are working on supporting like one book of business or you're supporting one advisor, is creating these tasks and a frequency and consistency with what you're doing so that there aren't two people that are working on the exact same thing. So setting up like a cadence of when are you doing the fact checking? When are you reaching out to the clients? And the tasks are like virtual post-it notes, kind of, and you can send them to all of the users that you're sharing clients with. So it can be support user to support user to advisor, or vice versa. So I think creating efficient processes is the key to all of it. And having defined user roles, defined ideas of how each of you are going in and using the system. And like I said earlier, I think from a advisor perspective, most of the advisors are coming on and purchasing e-money for the purpose of scalability and getting new clients and maintaining existing clients. And their focus typically is more going to be that client relationship and the engagement and the presentation aspects of the system. And having a support role, whether it's a planner or assistant, that's really doing the back end, very, very important back end data entry and the creating the plans and putting the reports and presentations together, is such a huge time saver for the advisors who really, again, want to spend their time focusing on their clients and that engagement aspect.
Absolutely. I would definitely emphasize the efficiency aspect and really just helping to, as things kind of are able to be more efficient, advisors can really take that time and focus more on that client relationship, which is great. One of the support roles that we haven't talked about quite as much, but I do want to talk a little bit about, is the investment specialist and the marketing specialist. So what is the value behind an e-money advisor having a user in their office on a support role license like the investment specialist or marketing specialist? And what value are they getting through these that really go beyond an advisor just operating on their own?
Yeah, so I would say the investment specialist really is only necessary for offices that have multiple advisors and that are wanting to use the same investment assumptions. So the investment specialist entitlement allows office assumptions to be created. And the office assumptions is like a one-time, in one place, you go in and you customize all of the investment assumptions. And then once those are created, anyone within your office can use those investment assumptions. So the benefit there, again, always being a time saver, is that it only needs to be done once. So if you have 4 people in your office, 4 advisor licenses that all need to use the same investment assumptions, not every single advisor has to go in and customize their own investment assumptions. It can just be done once by whoever the investment specialist entitlement is connected to. and then it can be accessed and maintained just from that one area. So it's a huge benefit. I wouldn't say for a one-man shop, investment specialist isn't necessary, because it's you. So you'll always be able to go in and just edit, but any group more than two people would probably be definitely a value add as a time saver. And I would say for the marketing specialist, we have a lot of offices coming on now that have specifically just marketing specialists within their office. So getting an assistant license with marketing specialist entitlement is a benefit there, because they have their own license. They're able to support the advisor. They don't have to, obviously don't condone sharing licenses for security, privacy purposes. But they'd be able to, again, leverage customer support. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to use customer support when those questions arise, because it's a huge time saver until you're feeling really confident in the system. So it can really help decrease the amount of user error and again, just be a time saver.
Absolutely. I think that people will leave today feeling like they've learned a lot about both different e-money support roles, but also really how they work alongside the advisor role. So what is one thing that you specifically want advisors to leave today knowing about the e-money support roles?
Good question. I have worked with so many advisors over the almost 10 years I've been here. And like I said before, the most successful ones are the ones that leverage the support licenses. It is just such a huge time saver. It's really frustrating, I know, for advisors that they do have someone supporting them that has questions, having to be on the phone and call in with that, you know, unlicensed user. It doesn't save as much time as they want. So I think if you have anyone in your office that is helping you, this is just going to be such a great way to leverage all that eMoney has to offer in helping you be efficient and scale and really get the most out of eMoney.
Agreed. Of course, I'm biased, but yeah, I would definitely agree with that. If someone is interested in a support role after listening to this episode, who should they contact?
Yep. So sales would probably be the best. And if they're not sure who their sales rep is, they can certainly chat in or call into customer support to get that contact, and someone will reach out to them. But sales would be the best.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Allie. As I said before, I expect for advisors to leave today's episode feeling like they've learned a lot, both about the different e-money support roles that we offer, but also just how they work with an advisor and how they really kind of implement them into their overall practice. So thank you so much for all of your knowledge on today's topic and for joining the podcast today.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for catching this episode on eMoney's support roles. Allie shared lots of insight into how support roles can play a part in the financial planning process for your clients. Have any questions on what we talked about today, or want to share other topics that you want us to cover on the podcast? Send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We would love to hear from you.